With me is Akiva Eldar. He is the chief political columnist of Haaretz newspaper in Israel. We're talking moments after the exit polls were published on Tuesday night. The results are somewhat confusing. It is not clear who the winner is, although Kadima, according to the exit polls, received more Knesset seats than Likud. Akiva, when you look at the exit polls, at the results, what are your first thoughts?
My first thought is that, how we say in Hebrew, it's a big balagan.
balagan meaning a mess, a big mess.
It's a big mess, and I'm actually more confused than I was a few hours ago. On one hand, the good news is that Tzipi Livni, who was committed to the peace process, ended up with a couple of more Knesset seats than Netanyahu. That's a big surprise, since it looked like for a very long time that Netanyahu is the front runner and that Kadima is lagging behind. The bad news is that according to the Israeli system, which is a little weird, it's not enough to lead in the numbers of seats that your own party has gained, but you need to form a coalition. Or, in other words, you have to form a kind of a bloc to prevent the other party from going to the president, because they have to meet now with the president, with Shimon Peretz, and present to him a 61 majority in the Knesset. So, theoretically, but not only theoretically, practically, it doesn't look like Tzipi Livni is able to do this without including Avigdor Lieberman, which, of course, will not allow Tzipi Livni to make any move in the direction that she promised to go. And if we think about the first visit of the next prime minister to Washington to meet with President Obama, and obviously they will have to talk about the future of the peace process, I'm not sure if they will find common ground.
So what you're basically saying is that, at least as it seems now, we're destined to have another government that, to put it bluntly, will go nowhere.
Yeah, it seems that the next government will have to include the Israel Beiteinu party, the radical right party, that will paralyze it. And I'm not even sure how long this government will be able to survive if they will try to avoid confrontation with the administration in Washington. And governments in Israel did not survive this kind of crisis. They can survive wars with the Arabs, that then survive stalemate in the peace process, but the Israeli public does not tolerate confrontation with the United States. And if the next prime minister of Israel will not be a welcome traveler to the White House, to Washington, he will not, because that means also it goes for the crisis with Iran. It goes for what's going to happen between us and the Palestinians, Syria, Hezbollah, Lebanon. How can you deal with it if you can't have a direct line between the Prime Minister's office and the Oval Office?
Akiva, what happened in these elections, again, according to the exit polls that we have now, what happened to the traditional Zionist left, Labor Party and Meretz?
I believe that, first of all, Labor is paying the price for...
And let's just maybe, let's remind our listeners that according to the polls that we have at the moment, the exit polls, Labor received somewhere around 13 Knesset seats and Meretz between 4 and 5 Knesset seats.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, let me remind you, Ori, that Labor Party was able to make a comeback twice only from the opposition. In 92, Yitzhak Rabin made it and brought back Labor after a few years in the opposition, not very long, but more than 2 years in the opposition, because they were able to offer an alternative. They removed the Likud headed by Shamir. And again in 99, when Ehud Barak came back from, brought back the Labor Party from the opposition, I think that Netanyahu still regrets the fact that he refused to invite the Labor Party to his coalition. And in 99, Barak brought him back to power. So the good news is that I hear more and more voices. I heard of Yepinis, Shelly Yachimovich, and even Barak said that if he doesn't get close to 20 Knesset seats, he will not be the Minister of Defense, but he still said that he's going to lead the party, to be the chairman of the party. But that means if they go back to the opposition, and as I said before, a right-wing government will not be able to exist for a long time. Perhaps we have to look at the next elections, that the Israeli public will wake up and give peace and the peace camp another chance.
How about Meretz?
Well, Meretz, I think, paid the price of the friction in the camp. I'm afraid that two or maybe even more than two seats were lost due to the support in the Green Meimat Party and the small party that supports free marijuana. So, and maybe even Ephraim Sneh took a seat, or even more than one seat from Meretz. But
none of those three passed the threshold to actually get into the Knesset.
Yeah, and once you don't pass the threshold, the votes are just fading away. Mm-hmm. They're lost. I also think that Meretz, I know from people who I spoke to, paid the price for their hesitance at the beginning of the war in Gaza. There were many young people who punished Meretz by voting for Hadash, for the Communist Party, because they were unhappy with the hesitance of Chaim Oron, the leader of Meretz. It took him, in their view, too long to wake up and ask to stop the war.
Thank you, Akiva.
And I'm afraid that, Ori, you're going to interview me in a year or two again about the exit polls and the future coalition.
Thanks again.
Thank you.